It's randoms with dial buttons. Stop what you're doing and listen. Okay, scratch that. Hey, it's randoms with dial buttons. Now continue what you're doing while you listen. Okay, so it is randoms with dial buttons. And yes, I like to say that I have someone in the house. I've always had this long imagination in my head. And it's good to have a professional, you know, someone who deals with things like this, handle such a thing, you know. Let him clarify certain things. Let him clarify the doubt in my head. I have with me a very, very great doctor. He goes by the name the African Dentist. Some of you know him. Well, his parents named him Ibrahim Akibami. And then, you know, he had to go to school and then became a doctor. And then we had Dr. Ibrahim Akibami. And then, well, I think he gave himself the African Dentist. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
All right, so the African Dentist is in the house, and together we're talking about teeth. Apparently, we're talking about teeth, braces, how to cater for your teeth, and, well, the new trends, the gold-plated, silver-plated, diamond-plated that you wear on your teeth, the effects, the side effects, the good parts, the bad parts, the horrible parts. All of that which we will be talking about. First off, let's talk about the teeth. Doctor, okay. At what point did your teeth stop growing?
So we generally we have two sets of teeth. We have the primary or baby teeth and then the secondary or adult teeth. So now the baby teeth, they start to fall off from age 6. And then you have the adult teeth coming out to replace them. So by 15, 16, 17, you really stop growing teeth. However, we have the molars, the last molars, what we call the wisdom teeth. They come into the mouth fully about 21 to 23 sometimes. So that's a brief summary of how our teeth grow.
But those that still have growth at the age of 28, 30, 31, what results to that?
So it's not growth in particular. Maybe most times the last molar, which is the wisdom teeth, if they don't come into the mouth properly, now we have a piece of gum that covers those teeth. So once there's irritation on that gum from the opposing tooth, from chewing, then they start to have pain from that gum, that piece of gum, and then it starts to irritate them. So at that moment, they think, oh, maybe my tooth is growing, but no, it's just the piece of gum over the tooth that didn't grow into the mouth properly, that's just irritating them. That's usually what happens.
Hmm. All right, let's talk about brushing. You know, there used to be a time where you have to brush both ways. That's you hold your brush hard or soft. You go sideways, go left, right. And then we discovered that you don't have to do that. You just need to do up and down, up and down. And then now we're discovering that you don't need to do up and down. You just need to brush the way that works for you. And you don't have to use water at the end of your brushing to, you know, gurgle out. How exactly are we supposed to brush?
I kind of understand your pain at this moment.
Because it's crazy.
Truth is, we have different brushing techniques. Yeah, mm-hmm. We have about 5 brushing techniques. The simplest brushing technique is the up-down brushing technique, where you brush the upper teeth, you brush them down,
yeah,
and you brush the lower teeth down or up. So that's the simplest brushing technique. However, the brushing technique we discourage people from trying out is the side to side brushing, because that irritates the gum and It also, yeah, it irritates the gum, irritates the tooth, and it causes abrasion on the at the edge, at that junction between the gum and the tooth. So that's why we advise against brushing sideways. But then up-down is the simplest. Now, there's another brushing technique, which is the circular motion. You know, you can just brush in circular motion. But, you know, imagine trying to explain to you how to brush in circular
yeah,
motion.
Yeah, I see why. No, I just see reasons a lot of people use the electric brush. You know, he just does the circular thing. You put it in your mouth and then he just does everything for you.
Exactly.
All right. So I always don't like to take too much time. So I would be as fast as I can because I hope I am fast. So talking about braces, I have a friend who wears this, you know, braces, wired kind of tits. And I'm like, why are you trying to... Let me start with this. I'm someone who has a gap tooth. And imagine me trying to close my gap tooth. That's going to cost a lot of pain for me. And, you know, I see a lot of people trying so hard, you know, to just cover everything up or make the teeth the way it should be. And I ask myself, why do you go all of that way to do any of those things? Why cost yourself great harm to have white teeth, which we'll still talk about, by the way? Why cost yourself so much pain to, you know, wear braces? Is there any side effect? What are the uses and what are the side effects that we should watch out for? And there are things that a lot of people do not tell us about braces.
What braces does is to correct the arrangement of the teeth.
Okay.
Now, that treatment braces. So if one has scattered teeth, if one has lots of spaces between the teeth, if one has an open bite whereby the teeth are not touching, if you're not just happy with the arrangement of the teeth, that's when you need braces. Yeah, so it's mainly for treatment. However, we have some people that have perfect teeth, but then want to have those braces studs on their teeth. So what we do for them is we just fix the studs with activating it, and we sometimes call that fashion braces.
Oh. So now you're making me understand that there are some fashion braces.
Exactly.
Let's talk about teeth whitening. There are so many chemicals and powders out there that, you know, you rub on your teeth and then your teeth becomes white. How dangerous are these things?
What I advise generally is that that people get their teeth whitened at the dentist. Okay. And that's because you have a number of products out there. You know, I have people send me a message that, oh, doctor, can I use this? And I'm like, I'm not really sure of the source. I don't know. I've not tried it. You know, you can have a number of products certified by even international bodies that, oh, okay, this can be used on the teeth. But we as dentists, we're kind of grappling with the number of products out there. And the challenge is that we can't go about testing each other. Oh, does this work? Does this work? No, we can't be performing experiments on patients, on clients. So my own general advice is that if you need to do anything on your teeth, just go see a dentist. That includes teeth whitening.
Well said. Gold plated. That's like the in thing now. If I want to talk to anybody, if my teeth, even if I don't have money, if my teeth is not gold plated, if I'm not wearing one of those gold plated or diamond plated kind of thing, I possibly might not have anyone talk to me. Is there anything regarding this thing? Explain to me what gold-plated is.
Okay, so like you said, gold-plated, diamond-plated teeth. So how do they get this done? So you get the mold of the tooth, like a measurement of the teeth. Now you send that to the lab, and the lab fabricates that mold, and then they just put it on. Some of them are fixed to the teeth, and some of them are removable. So now the advantage of the fixed one is that you can remove it and brush at the end of the day.
Wow.
The disadvantage of the removable one is that if there are no slots for it to hang in there, imagine it might fall off. So what we have is that most people have the fixed ones, and the challenge for that is the oral hygiene. Only if they visit the dentist periodically for cleanings, the dentist removes the gold-plated teeth, does cleanings for them, puts it back. Because if you don't do your cleaning, the teeth will be predisposed to having cavities in them. So, yeah, as much as we all want to have gold-plated diamond-plated teeth, the oral hygiene practices are the most important.
Okay, speaking about the oral hygiene, like how many days do I have to come visit a dentist if I have gold plated on?
Personally, I haven't fixed gold plated teeth or diamond plated teeth.
Okay.
For obvious reasons, they are very pricey. So by the time you tell people about the price, you know, they're like, oh, okay, I think I'm fine. So I would say every month. I would say every month. You know, just for general and routine hygiene or cleanings. If you have those gold plated or anything plated, anything gold plated, diamond plated teeth. I mean, if you have the funds to get those set of teeth, then you should be ready to work on the oral hygiene practices as well.
All right. Finally, what are those oral hygienes that we overlook? Like, I personally, and I'm sorry about this, I'm really working on myself, brushing my teeth twice a day. Like, I just brush once and I'm gone, you know. Like, what are those oral hygiene that we, you know, we overlook that are actually dangerous?
The best way to avoid toothache, avoid cavities in your teeth, avoid bad breath, avoid spending so much at the dentist. The best thing to do is brush at night before going to bed.
Wow.
That is the simple act to not spending so much money at the dentist. So I'll explain why the importance of brushing at night before going to bed. So once you've consumed all the food items during the day, or sweet, biscuits, drinks, your favorite food, plantain, everything, you know, some of them are sticky, and sometimes they attach to the teeth. And if you can run your tongue on the occlusal surface, so the occlusal surface is the grinding surface of the teeth, you will notice that it has what we call pits and fissures. It's rough. Or grinding. So inside those gullies or those fissures, you have food particles trapped in there. So by the time you are chewing, those food particles are trapped in there. So what then happens is at night, you might rinse your mouth and say, okay, I've rinsed my mouth. You run your tongue on all the surfaces of your teeth. You feel like, oh, okay, I can't feel any food particle. But then because of that depression, that fissure, food particles do not lodge in there. Now, once we are asleep, the salivary flow, the saliva flow is reduced, and saliva cleanses the mouth in with the tongue. So now, once that cleansing motion is stopped, the bacteria in the mouth become quite active, and then they start to feast. I won't say feast. Start to feast on the food particles that are left in the mouth.
Wow.
Now, the feasting on the food particles is not the problem, but the problem is the waste they produce, which is acidic.
Okay.
So that acidic waste is what destroys the teeth. So that's just the simple reason. I won't say simple. That's the major reason why we advocate that we brush before going to bed. So when we brush, and once we brush properly, we clean out all those food particles that are left in the mouth. And then, so by the time the bacteria come out, or by the time they're active at night, there's nothing for them to feed on, and there won't be any acid for them to release. So brushing at night is just a simple act to
you know when you're saying, or you're telling a child that the best way to learn is to understand the alphabet, which is A, B, C, and the child is looking at you like, you're telling me the best way to learn. And I'm telling you, I don't understand this. But well, I just have to get into the game by brushing my teeth at night. You say it like it's easy, but it is not. Because imagine someone who, okay, I'm speaking from, I'm not saying this because I want to talk from the layman perspective. I know there are a lot of people who are, I don't want to use the word trenches, or who are less privileged. There are a lot of people who are less privileged, and you tell them this, that, Ogbeni, in order not to allow your teeth smells, in order to, you know, be the don that you are, I apologize for that, you have to brush your teeth at night. It is essential. Don't worry about the toothpaste. It would finish even if you don't brush your teeth at night.
Exactly.
You just have to brush your teeth. It is hard because a lot of us are mizing it. We're trying to make sure that, hey, I just finished eating. I still want to enjoy the taste of the food. Do you get?
Yeah. So for that, it's best to brush bed, you know. Brushing at night should be the last thing that goes into your mouth aside from water. You can definitely you can drink water after water is colorless, nothing in it. You understand? But it's just a habit one will have to develop. And the way I try to encourage people, I come from the aspect of from the angle of mouth odor. So everyone is, we are all concerned and all particular about our breath. So once I come in from that angle, like, oh, to reduce the incidence of or the occurrence of bad breath, more people are open to brushing at night. But if you just tell them, oh, to avoid holes in the teeth, you know, holes in the teeth to some people are a myth until they have holes in their teeth.
Well, I'm thankful to God that I've never had any of such, regardless of how much I like sweets. I'm still thankful, and I've seen some of my peers, my friends, visit the dentist, and they ask them why. They tell you, I have a hole in my teeth, and then I have a swollen cheek. I just feel their pain. I really do feel their pain. It's hard, but hey, it is what it is. Doctor, thank you very much. I really cannot overemphasize how much I want to say this. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, if someone wants to reach out to you for some quick prescription or quick diagnosis, or just tell me, I have this heaviness in my teeth. What can I use? What can I do? How can they reach you?
I can reach me via Instagram, the African Dentist. The African Dentist via Instagram. At least if I'm busy, someone can always attend to them and take down complaints, and then I respond to them
Oh.
once I'm.
Thank you, thank you.
Or they could come visit me at the clinic,
Okay.
Tooth Mine Dental Clinic. It's at Ogudu.
Wow. All right, Tooth Mine Clinic at Ogudu. You could, visit him, say hi to the doctor, and then the doctor would see if your teeth is worth saying hi to or not. All right, thank you. Thank you so much, the African dentist. I really appreciate this. And maybe one of these days I would come say hi to you so you can also check my teeth if it's worth it or not.
Every teeth are what it's.
Thank you so much for this. One last thing. This I usually do to my guest. What's that random thought on your mind right now? Right this moment. What's the random thought?
So the challenge is, once you know how you ask a question and all your thoughts just disappear.
Exactly, right?
All of them are like, not me, not me, not me. So everyone else. It's like a primary school, secondary school. Immediately, teacher comes and everybody flies out through the
Exactly.
window. That's what happened.
Anyways, thank you so much, and I hope to do this some other time.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
And there you have it. Wow. Now you know what to do about your teeth and what you're supposed to do not do about your teeth. I really don't know how to say this. It is what it is. Now I have to start brushing my teeth every night. Ooh. Sounds scary, but you have to. It is Randoms with Dire Buttons, and yes, I would like to say welcome to the village. This is me saying thank you to our villagers and non-villagers who are just coming into the village, and to everyone who has always been a support. Thank you so much. God bless you. Really, really good. Till we meet again, same time, same station. My name is Dire Buttons, and yes, it is what it is. Now, like I said, you need to visit the dentist so the doctor can tell you if your teeth is worth saying hi. But hey, Dr. Abraham just said every teeth is worth saying hi. But I'll still let him decide. Bye for now. I didn't know the same thing.
It's random, everything and anything we talk.